From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Isabel Lohman. Fourth Ward City Councilman Ian Thomas has been charged with a misdemeanor after negotiating a quid pro quo with two developers last year, the Columbia Missourian reports. Thomas was charged with attempting to commit an act prohibited by a public official for offering to lend his support to a development project if the developers supported affordable housing. Thomas and the developers nixed the agreement after Housing Programs Manager Randy Cole and City Councilor Nancy Thompson noted it as potentially illegal. In November 2018, Thomas reported his activities to the Missouri Ethics Commission. The councilman broke the news himself, emailing constituents this morning. In the email, he said he intends to plead not guilty, mount a defense in court. Thomas has maintained that he didn't know he was doing anything wrong and that he did not personally benefit from the agreement. A St. Louis police officer is accused of misconduct by the department's Internal Affairs Division after he wrote a social media post about a particularly violent shift and allowed the local newspaper to publish part of it. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Officer Ryan Lynch's post included a plea to state officials to support police officers. The August 23rd Facebook post detailed a shift during which an armed 16-year-old led police on a chase and an 8-year-old was fatally shot. Internal Affairs accused Lynch of, quote, conduct unbecoming of an officer, and said he violated orders for forbidding employees from speaking to media without authorization. The police union filed a grievance Wednesday. Lynch's attorney and police declined to comment. Missouri clergy leaders met with Governor Mike Parson today to discuss gun violence in the state. Parson continued to push back on calls for a special session on gun violence, but he did agree to identify resources through job training in his workforce development program and funding to address public safety matters. Reverend Daryl Gray is with the Progressive Missionary Baptist Convention of Missouri. He says it's time for Parson to be a champion for all Missourians.
He has acknowledged this as a Missouri issue. What he has not acknowledged is that he will be our standard bearer on common sense gun legislation. But we're still talking about that with the governor.
A senior staff member will meet with clergy members next week to look for further solutions, including programs like Cure Violence in St. Louis and Aim for Peace in Kansas City. Parson also plans to meet with clergy again in 30 days. The NFL, Los Angeles Rams, and team owner Stan Kroenke are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to consider why a lawsuit over the team's departure from St. Louis should be settled in arbitration, not open court. The Missouri Supreme Court on Tuesday ruled that the case should be heard in a St. Louis courtroom. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Kroenke, the Rams, and the league filed an appeal yesterday. Kroenke's lawyers say that the Missouri Supreme Court ruling will cause, quote, irreparable harm to the Rams by denying the team's right to have the case resolved in arbitration. I'm Isabel Lohman, KBIA News, Columbia.